Boorapadoops medapagoops. Isn't that right, Pippa? It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, and why does my back hurt? Why does my leg hurt? Okay, the cat has now figured out that she needs to be on top of the blanket and not underneath the blanket. So yeah, I'm sitting here with a cat on my lap. Are you going to figure it out completely? Not entirely certain my cat's going to figure this out, even though we do this 3 or 4 times a day. Right, so I just got done watching today's football games, or at least, you know, some of today's football games, watching the Women's World Cup. Just watched the Spain game. That ended in a draw, which means they advance. Germany won in the other game. Does that mean they advance too? And blah, blah, blah. So we're between games, and the best part of this is the game just ended and they're showing, you know, the 4 people sitting at the desk in front of the Eiffel Tower, and they're commentating. That's right, they're not commenting, because they're commentators, not commenters. So they don't comment, they commentate. And I imagine they also get orientated. Yeah, Pippa, are you going to sit down and figure this out? Okay, there you... Yeah, come on. Yeah, oh, there's a good baby. Okay, so we have some sense of normalcy here. All right, coming up next on this channel is South Korea. And what's the game on the other channel? What else do we got today? Oh, yeah. France. I have a feeling France is going to win this one too. So we're probably going to watch the South Korea game today. Huh, Pippa? Do you think that will be a fun thing for kitties and Tobe to do? That's right. That's right. We're going to watch fun football. But all of these games do not start up for another hour. And so, while we're at it, we're just going to run through the channels really quick to see if and when we have any Copa America games or Gold Cup games today, which we should have. And why am I not finding any? Well, obviously Copa America, even though the United States is in it, it's probably not going to be on TV unless it's on the Espanol language channels. And we should have seen one by now. Okay, well, maybe there's no games today. Or maybe they're just not on until later. So we don't have to worry about it for a long time. My cat certainly does not have to worry about it because she's flopped down here on the ground with her head wedged up against my left ankle, and she's kneading the blanket over my right ankle. What are you doing? Nobody knows. It's kitty business time. Hooray! Alright, so I feel a little bit messed up today. Why are my legs so tense? Why is my back so weird right now? It's not hurting. It's not trying to seize up or anything. It's just I got this thing going. And we're just going to hang out today, huh, Peppa? We can't go outside. It's kind of hot out there. It's not very sunny. I thought, oh, maybe it's nice and cool and overcast today. Maybe it's going to rain. No. It's really, really hot. It's just kind of shady. Just like you, Pippa, you're kind of a shady cat. As she gets up, is she walking away or is she just going to turn around? Oh, she's walking away. Well, she walked 1 meter over to the bag of my guitar parts. Oh. which I'm surprised she's not chewing on. Okay, that's very interesting. Oh, that means I don't have to sit like that anymore. That's good. Oh no. Right when I changed positions, who came back? Somebody just jumped over me. Hi. What are you doing? Do you want to do more kitty stuff on the blankie? I thought you were getting up. So what are we doing here? Okay, no, she's... I thought she was walking away. No, now she's walking over to the blankets down at my feet. Are you going to sit on a blankie? No. No, she's just going to sit right here. Okay. Well, that's a good kitty, huh? You're a good baby dumper. Oh, and now I understand what's happening. Pippa has walked over there because she has a hairball. And now she's got a hork up hairball. Oh, poor baby. All right, well, phase one is done. Here comes phase two. Are you okay? Having a little bits of kitty barfs? That's okay. That's a good baby. Oh, poor baby. That probably isn't very fun for babies. All right. Well, I guess this means I... Wait, do we have phase three coming here? No, okay. Looks like, yeah. Here's the part where she tries to clean it up. You don't have to clean it up. I'll get it. Now, don't try to cover it with my blankie. I have to sleep on the bankie. It's a good kitty. I'll clean it up for you. No, I hope my kitty isn't sick. I don't think my cat is sick, because this is just all hairball action. And that's why kitties shouldn't eat hair. Be a good baby. So let's go upstairs. And see, look out the window there. See, it looks dark. It looks dark. It was like, oh, we can go outside and play and not be in the sun. Yeah, no. And then we look at the thermometer. It's 90 degrees. Yeah. All right, so what am I doing up here? Oh, yeah. Gonna grab a couple paper towels here. And we'll head back downstairs. Yes, this is the exciting part of today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show in which we clean up cat puke. Among other extremely exciting activities. Alright. Oh, yuck. Oh, it's so yucky. Oh, yuck. Yucky. All right. So then we take all this back up to the kitchen. So much effort to clean up a little bit of kitty pukes. And we can throw this in the trash. And we can rinse my hand off. And we can get this little sponge. Get the end of the sponge just barely damp. Then we head back downstairs. Here's Pippa, she's just sitting by the door. Oh, hope the kitties are feeling better. And then we get back down here. And which way is the carpet nap going this way? We just do this. Looking pretty good. Gotta remember not to step in that spot later. I'll probably forget. And we move over to here. And we just get this little blorp picked up. And we clean up the carpet a little bit with the sponge right there. Everything's good. We're back to normal. Back to normal with just some slightly damp areas of carpet, which will dry very quickly. So then we throw this paper towel in the trash, and we turn the sponge to the sink area. I'm gonna wash my hand again and rinse that bowl out and put it in the sink. And you know what? Now that I'm standing here, there's a sticky spot on the floor right here, isn't there? Did I spill maple syrup? I probably spilled a little bit of maple syrup. One little drop. So, another paper towel. Where's that spot? Is this it right here? Yep. Oh, and there's a little spider living under my cabinets here. We're gonna let him hang out because he's eating little ants. That's cool. I don't like those little ants. And so I'm gonna let my little spider buddy chow down to his heart's content. That's right. Sometimes insects are our friends. Sometimes arachnids are our friends. Sometimes you need one to fight the other for you. And that's what we're doing. So, here we are, back in the fun room. Whatever this room is called. And now we can continue the show. So where's my tea? Here we go. Oh yeah. I do love drinking tea. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I think it's time for some music. Who wants to hear some music? Let's talk about some music. Last night when I got done watching a football game, I started flipping through the channels just to see what was on, to see if anything interesting was on TV. And there was a movie on one of the channels that was nearby, and it was the movie Old School, starring Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, and Luke Wilson, among other people, and Jeremy Piven. The irony is Jeremy Piven plays the dean of the college that's trying to kick the guys out. Whereas Jeremy Piven's previous movie was he was the leader of the guys who the dean was trying to kick out of the college. It's a stupid movie. But I tuned in right at the point where there's a party going on and one Mr. Snoop Dogg takes the stage. And does he do one of his most famous songs? No. Snoop Dogg breaks into Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim. Unfortunately, we don't get to see Snoop Dogg's entire performance. But I did watch it for a little bit. And I thought, you know, that is such a great song. I loved the original version, Eric B. and Rakim. And even more so, at one point in time, I had this record. Well, actually, Booper had a record. Booper had a compilation record, a piece of vinyl, 12-inch vinyl, that had a lot of early hip-hop great songs on it. Back before hip-hop got ruined. This is still, you know, early 80s. Hip-hop is still very, very cool. And on that particular record was a remix of Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim. I can't remember what it was called. Paid in Full, 7 minutes of something, remix, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's what we're going to have to listen to today. Because I haven't heard that song in a long time, and I haven't heard that particular remix in decades. Right, so let's see if we can get this going. Paid in Full, Eric B. and Rakim.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Would you mind saying that again?
You make me feel so good.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh my God. The music just turns me on. These are sweet, so
thinking of a master plan.
Death with the record, death with the record.
Thinking of a master plan. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish. Which is my favorite dish, but without no money it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
You go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking. And we outta here.
Pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
night, kids.
Good night, kids.
Was it good enough for you? Was it good enough for you? Was it good enough for you?
Oh, that was good enough for me. That is some brilliant, brilliant stuff, kids. Oh, man. Paid in Full. The 7 Minutes of Madness Cold Cut Remix. Who remembers Cold Cut? Yeah, I know you do. You better. Wow, hearing that song again, hearing that remix again. Oh, wow. It just brought back so many memories. So many memories of, oh, of middle of the night. Very mellow parties with lots and lots of party favors and fun people. Oh, and you know what the funniest thing was is I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I'll remember the words. Yes, I was singing along there. I even remembered all the samples and all the breaks. Oh, I just love that. I love that drum track, and I love that bass line. Oh, it's so good. And a lot of those samples and everything should sound very familiar to you if you've listened to any original hip hop, or if you ever listened to any breakbeat that came later and stuff like that. There's sort of a repertoire of samples that you need to use. Oh, and we got to hear them all on that classic, classic, brilliant, brilliant piece of music. Wow. That really changed my mindset for the day. I was kind of cranky earlier and my back was hurting, but now my back feels better. Feeling pretty good. What do I feel like doing? Oh, I want to have a party now. Oh, I wish I could tell some of these stories, but some of these stories are not fit for family radio. But boy, that song was the soundtrack to some mighty, mighty good times in my life. I'm glad I got to hear that again. Was that great or was that great? That's what hip-hop used to be. That's what rapping used to be. That was so great. What a great, great piece of lyrical writing, too. Man, oh man. I feel like I need some more music. I need some more inspiration. 'Cause that, listening to that track, suddenly I'm inspired. So what else do I want to listen to? Maybe some Wagaki Bando? Hi? I do love these guys, so let's listen to some Wagaki Band. Wagaki Bando, the Japanese band that plays traditional instruments and rocks out.
Bye.
Nice. God, I love these guys too. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tobe, you just like that band because you're hot for that shamisen player. Well, whereas that's true, they're also a great band. And geez, maybe I need to go to Japan and seek her out so she can give me a shamisen lesson or two. That's something I'd really like to do. Yes, it is. Well, who am I, though? You know, well, I'm just Tobe, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta get out of here. Time's up. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.